Good morning. Today is the 20th of June, 2020. 6/20/20. Hope you're having a good weekend so far this Saturday morning. And we look down through our lives sometimes and reminisce as we get older. And sometimes we have to pinch ourselves to realize all the things that God has brought us through, how He directed our lives, and I actually took the test to be an FBI agent one time. I scored real good on it, but I was never called in for the interview. Am I ever thankful I didn't get involved in that mess. Young and stupid things we do. But God is the one who sees us through. Even though I did become a social worker with a very corrupt system. But we're told in Scripture that we are very in a unique position as children of God. Apostle Paul describes it as you have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Romans 8:15-16. And Ephesians 2:13. And now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Or fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Think about that. Well, we know that unless a man is born again, he cannot even see the kingdom of God. But we know that if a man is in Christ, he's a new creature, and old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. A new heart also will I give you, a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart of it out of your flesh. And I will give you a heart of flesh. Behold, I make all things new. Revelation 21:5, John 3:3, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Thou shalt be called by a new name which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Well, that's quite a treatise there on what happens after a person is born again by the Spirit of God. The Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we're children of God, and we are no more strangers and foreigners, but we're fellow citizens. With the saints and of the household of God. That's a good camp to be a part of, to be a fellow citizen with the saints. There's a lot of people I would not want to be associated with on this earth. There's a lot of people I would not want to be associated with on this earth. I had a person tell me one time, why would I want to be your friend? Why would I want to be your friend? Because I took a strong position exposing the founders of this nation and what they stood for and what came out of their mouth. And he couldn't handle it. He couldn't handle it. Because he was a part of a system. that was utterly corrupt. I was just listening to a video a friend of mine sent me. I've listened to Ted Gunderson many times, many of his videos. He was oversaw like 750 people in the FBI one time. And, you know, my friend said, I have one question. How could anyone who's born again be involved in the FBI? How could they be involved in it? Well, I'll tell you what, I couldn't be involved in it. I couldn't be involved in social work anymore, knowing what I know now. I couldn't work for the Division of Family Services in the state of Missouri, or the Social Rehabilitation Services in the state of Kansas, and I worked for both of them at one time. But I couldn't be involved with them today. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. If a man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I'm glad that we have been predestinated unto adoption. Ephesians 1:6. I'm glad that we have been made nigh by the blood of Christ. I'm glad that we are no more strangers and foreigners. Okay. But we're fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. When I was involved in this corrupt system, I found out real quickly how evil and corrupt government can be, you know. And over the last 25 years, I found out how evil and corrupt theological systems can be. There are many false doctrines being purported about Christianity. And I was pretty naive when I was coming up. You know, we're contending for the faith of Christ. We're not contending for the culture. In our culture, there's a rise of false prophets and false doctrines that are multiplying in great numbers. Most of the doctrines out there today, including the Roman Catholic Church, are associated with the doctrines of works, aren't they? It's not about the total depravity of man. It's not about unconditional election of God. It's not about His irresistible grace. But it's about man doing something to make himself worthy to God. Well, probably one of the most well-known false prophets over the last 40 years, of course he's dead now, was Billy Graham. He started preaching some truth. But he came to deny a literal hell. He says that a person doesn't have to know Jesus Christ to get to heaven. He even said that atheists would be in heaven. People that don't even believe in Jesus Christ. We know there are many other false prophets, like Norman Vincent Peale. Do you know that Donald Trump's one of his main mentors in life was Norman Vincent Peale? Norman Vincent Peale was a false prophet. He was involved in Freudian psychology. He even had an association of Freudian psychologists in the basement of his church. And Robert Schuller names Norman Vincent Peale is one of his principal mentors of all time. And I remember I used to go over sometime to visit my mom, and she'd have Guidepost magazine right out there on her coffee table. And I tried to tell her, why do you read this? I said, this is nothing more than New Age psycho garbage. Well, your aunt gave it to me, she'd say. And now, of course, we have people like Joel Osteen and Rick Warren carrying the banner of the false prophets. Rick Warren's ushering in many New Age concepts in his so-called Christian community. Remember, he prayed at the inauguration of Barack Obama. Joel Osteen says, I don't preach about sin. Bill Hybels is a part of the user-friendly church. And we know all the rest of those people who were involved with Trinity Broadcasting Network. Benny Hinn, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Richard, Nora Roberts, John Hagee, Mark Sharona, Paula White, Juanita Bynum, T.D. Jakes. They all have national ministries promoting a touchy, feel-good religion. But we are not like those people. We don't want to associate with these false teachers. We have been made a part of the household of the saints. We have been given an inheritance, incorruptible, undefiled, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God, ready to be revealed in the last times. He's chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world. You know? Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So, you know, when we realize that we have been become inherent, we are members of the household of God, and we have our inheritance with the saints, then we find that there's a great distinction, a great gulf between all these false prophets and what they teach and what we uphold and what the Bible teaches. You know, we're told to exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine, to be instant in season and out of season. We're told to rightfully divide the word of truth. We're told that there will come a time when they will no longer endure sound doctrine, but they will bring to themselves teachers having itching ears, and that they will be turned unto fables. People like C.S. Lewis and his friend J.R. Tolkien, you know. The Church of Scientology. The Unity Church of Christianity, which I was, and Lizette and I were involved in for eight years. What an absolute nightmare that was. But God brought us out of it. God was faithful. The Jehovah's Witness, the Roman Catholic Church now that many people are calling Christian, including Rick Wiles on True News, saying that Roman Catholic Church is Christian. That's a lie from the pit of hell, isn't it? The Mormon Church and their celestial marriages. The Christian Science Church. Many of these groups have ties to the Masonic lodges in the United States and Illuminati. Adam Weishaupt, you know. many of the United States founders were entrenched in the Masonic Lodge. We know that Thomas Jefferson wrote his own rendition of the Bible, taking out all the miracles of Christ, including the virgin birth. We know that Benjamin Franklin was a very high-level Mason. And he also was a member of the occult. We know that the Declaration of Independence, which states that all men are created equal and they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, has its origin in the Masonic literature, and it is not biblical. All men are not created equal. Even though all men are created, all men are born and conceived in sin, and apart from the quickening power of God, will be damned in hell forever. And we know about the evil organizations out there that have promoted all of this socialist mind control, including the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, the Central Intelligence Agency, I call them Catholics in Action, the Illuminati, the Federal Bureau of Investigation now has become just utterly corrupt. The Federal Reserve Board of Governors, and many leaders in the evangelical Zionist communities. So as a result of all of these unholy alliances, we have discovered that many of these international banking families and those involved in the Masonic Lodge have funded many of the seminaries in the United States. They've funded both sides of the wars. Some of them are very well known, like the Bowers, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Collinses, just to name a few. But we must realize that God is sovereign over evil, and He does all things after the counsel of His own will. So anything that happens does not take God by surprise. Paul said, even for this same purpose, speaking of Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. So God uses evil to glorify Himself. We're told that in the last days perilous times will come, and that men will be lovers of themselves rather than lovers of God. That they will be marrying and given in marriage. It compares it to the time of Noah. We see many people around us preoccupied with mysticism and witchcraft and Satan worship. There's a huge number of people in the United States that are into satanic worship and child sacrifice and child sexual abuse. But if we've been born again by the Spirit of God, we are members of the household of God. You know. And we have been given the gift of salvation. We've been predestinated unto adoption. We've been chosen in Him before the foundation of the world. We're a part of His elect. We have been predestinated. We've been foreknown. We've been called. We've been justified. And we will soon get our glorified bodies. Well, this morning let us be reminded that we have done nothing of ourselves. We have nothing to boast of. But we're looking for the imminent return of Jesus Christ. For by him, Christ, were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And for God's elect, we know that he is the head of the body, the church, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have preeminence. He has reconciled us unto himself. We have been given the ministry of reconciliation, to wit that Jesus Christ paid the price for his people's sins on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. Jude 24 and 25 reminds us, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding glory, joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way, is my prayer. God bless.